Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Welcome
to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. Sorry for the glitch. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show is titled The Golden Buddha, You. I know that sounds really weird, right? The Golden Buddha, You. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think about the story, and then I'd like you to put yourself in the story. Because the Golden Buddha is really about you. Some years back, there was a Buddha that was a shrine that everyone used or that everyone looked at. And, you know, it was pretty much, it was a covered, you know, like a clay type of Buddha, large, very huge Buddha. And the only people that really treasured that Buddha were the monks. The monks considered it to be not only a work of art, but also a guide to their following of Buddha, which is a way of life, or Buddhism, which is a way of life. So the Buddha was in, what is it, terracotta, and, you know, like a clay that was on it, or that it was made of. And it was, I believe, a whitish color, or painted white, or gold, and everybody really saw it as just something that sat there. It was something that sat out in plain view for everyone to look at and for everyone to see for a long time. Well, one day, the monks in that particular area that were basically the caretakers of the Buddha, they decided that they needed to move the Buddha. They decided they needed to move the location to where the Buddha was. So very painstakingly, they started making the arrangements to actually move the Buddha, to transport it from one location to another location. Well, as they had gotten the Buddha onto the wagon or the cart or the device that they wanted to move it from, they started to, again, move it to its new location. Well, during the transport of the Buddha, they accidentally cracked it. So when they cracked the Buddha, they were like, oh my goodness, they didn't want to destroy it. It was basically a treasure to them, but a treasure to them on more of a spiritual level than on anything else, not an actual monetary value. So what they did was they covered the Buddha up, and they wanted someone to inspect it because they didn't want to damage it any further in its transport. So to make sure that they didn't damage it any further, they covered it up so that they could, again, look at it later. Well, in their covering of the Buddha, you know, they put a tarp over it or a cover over it so that nothing else would happen to it and to keep it out of the elements. And one night, one of the monks or one of the people that was helping to move the Buddha decided that he was going to go ahead and kind of at night go and look at the Buddha and make sure everything was okay. So he walks up to the Buddha with a flashlight. And he does, you know, a cursory preliminary inspection of the Buddha, make sure that the crack didn't get any wider, you know, make sure that everything is okay with that Buddha. Well, of course, it's nighttime. Well, as he shines the light in on the Buddha, he notices that there's light shining back at him. And he's like, oh my goodness, what the heck is this? So he gets curious and he looks further into it. And, you know, he goes, I don't know what it is. We'll look at it in the morning. So he, you know, makes a note that he observed that there was a crack or damage to the actual Buddha and that everything seemed okay. And the next day, they go to actually look at the Buddha. Well, now what they do is they go and look in a certain area in the back of the Buddha where they can, you know, chip away where the damage is and make sure that it's not going to spread so that it doesn't crack and break in half and then they end up with a totally broken Buddha Well, as they do that, they realize that now there's even more light shining back where they shine in the light to do the inspection. And they find that inside of the Buddha, in the shell of the Buddha, is actually gold. Come to find out, that Buddha that everyone thought just had religious or religious value, that had value to the monks because they are Buddhists, actually had a monetary value. They ended up finding out that that Buddha that they knew on the outside, that they worshipped and looked at every day, on the inside was a totally gold Buddha, 100% gold. That Buddha was worth over $100 million cash value, and that was when they discovered it. I don't know what it's worth now. Well, the reason for today's show is because you, yourself, are a gold Buddha. There's gold within you. Your value just hasn't been assessed. Your worth just hasn't been recognized. You are worth more than $100 million. You're worth billions of dollars. And just like that Buddha that was covered up, most of us are covered up. Our true goals, our true value, our true worth is not even a pittance to what we're being paid, to how we're valuing ourselves, to how we're looking at our own worth and who we are and what we can be. But very few of us will do what? We'll look inside. Very few of us will chip off the terracotta covering. Very few of us will bring out the true value that is within us, because we go by the worth that other people have given us. We go by the worth that other people have assessed us at. We go by the worth that everybody says we're worth because we have a degree or don't have a degree, or we have a particular position, or we know a particular thing. There is immense possibilities and probabilities in every individual. Can everybody be the president? No. Can everybody be a famous singer? No. Can everybody be a famous scientist? Maybe not. But there is some things, not something, but some things that you are probably better at than anybody else. There's some experiences that you've never experienced. Why? Because you've never taken the chance. You've never looked at the true golden Buddha that is you, that is within your heart, that is within your soul, and is within your person. Again, a normal passerby would have looked at that Buddha and saw terracotta and saw no true value in it. It's because they didn't look inside. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to challenge you to check out your cracks, to look inside and show your true worth, your true value, and to share that with every single person that you come in contact with. I'm not saying be obnoxious. I'm not saying say that you're good at something that you're not good at. But what I'm saying is that each and every one of us has these gifts, these skills, these talents within us. And most of us don't even know that they're there. You know, they did a show not too long ago on one of the TV shows where they had this lady who was not a very good-looking woman, not very attractive at all. Matter of fact, the woman was in her 40s and had actually never, ever had a date in her life. And most people looked at her as the super plain Jane, not very physically attractive in the face nor the body, not very bright in the head, you know, not very swift, and not considered to be very able. So this lady's value was totally underrated. Until one day, she went on a show, and I think it was Who's Got Talent. And on that show, somebody realized that this woman could sing. So she gets up there, she gets in front of all of those people, and she probably almost doesn't even show up or even try out for the show 1,000 times. But yet she finds the nerve, finds the diamond within her, finds the self-respect, the self-value, and the worth that she's always had, but very rarely has ever shown to anybody, if she's ever shown it at all. And she gets up there in front of the great Simon and all of the other people that are going to judge her abilities. And they're looking at her going, okay, this is going to be a waste of time. Let's get ready to gong her or boo her or vote her off or discontinue her stuff. And this woman opens up her mouth, and such a pure and pleasant sound comes out of it that everybody is in awe. Everybody's in shock because they would have never expected that great ability, that golden Buddha that was in her, to come out of what they saw as the shell. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stop judging yourself in a negative way and start seeing yourself as a truly gifted and blessed human being. Not saying that you're a singer, not saying that you're a basketball player, not saying that you're a great scientist or you're going to be the next president of the United States or the next person that brings peace to the world. But there is a gift within you. There is some abilities within you that the world could benefit from if you'll only step out of your own limiting box and share the true you with those around you. If you'll get out of your own limiting box and you'll be the person that you were put on this earth to be at this time, in this place. Today may not be your day, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow isn't your day. That doesn't mean that you can't start working on the greatness that is within you now, or letting the greatness that is within you that you've been holding back out. Again, I'm not talking about hurting anybody else. I'm not talking about taking advantage of anybody else. I'm talking about you sharing the true gifts that you have within you. You know, I posted something not too long ago on one of the social media things, and I said that the richest person in the world is not truly rich unless they are helping others to grow, to develop, to mature, and to be better, unless they're sharing their gifts with other people so that those other people can see what their gifts are. Because guess what? Each and every one of us is a part of the other. Doesn't matter what your social, economical position is or status. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter what your preference is. It doesn't matter what your weight is or lack of weight is. It doesn't matter what you know and what you don't know. Everyone brings gifts, and guess what? We all need a helping hand every now and then. You know, I was talking with my youngest son very recently, and I was telling him that in order for him to grow, in order for him to be the man that he wants to be, he has to make a choice. And as he goes through his life and makes his choices, some of those choices are not going to be the best choices. But that's also part of the process of learning. That's also part of the process of growing. That's also part of the process of him becoming the true him that he needs to be, and understanding that even when he thinks he's at the peak of the peak, that there's going to be times where he's going to step back and have to take some steps back. There's going to be some times where he falls off the pedestal, and there's going to be some times where he's barely holding on. But that if he got to the pedestal the first time, he can get to it again. And to know that he can get to the pedestal that he wants to get to, or get to the level, or show the abilities that he has in his own fashion, in the ways that are going to help him to grow and become a better person. And again, better isn't comparing yourself to someone else. Better is comparing yourself to yourself and understanding that you can do better. You know, people always talk about perfection. Well, perfection is not attainable, but better is always attainable. Perfection is not attainable, but having the drive and the will to do the things necessary and to help other people to grow. Some people's jobs are just that. Their job, the thing that they excel at, is helping someone else excel. There's some people that are just really good at what they do, but they can't help you get to the next level. How many boxing greats were taught by what we would call boxing failures? How many great scientists and contributors to the world were taught by somebody that nobody even knows existed? How many people were given a hand up, and that hand up is what put them in the position for them to get to the great height that they've reached? And on the opposite side of that, how many people that could have extended this little hand or given a little nudge or a little push that could have helped someone else, or maybe even if somebody had done it for them, it would have helped them to reach the next level, but nobody gave them the push. Nobody felt that they were good enough. Nobody thought that they were observing. You know, as I was talking with my youngest recently, I told him, I said, listen, I've not always been the sharpest knife in the draw. However, I have been one of the ones that was willing to work, one of the ones that was willing to broaden my horizons, one of the ones that was willing to look at the glass and not see it half empty, but see it half full, knowing that half of my work was done. I just need to do a little bit more and I'll get to the top. Or knowing that each time that I help someone and each time that I offer to be of service, even though I may not see it, I was also helping myself. I was getting better. I was growing. I was developing. I was maturing. I was slowly but surely getting myself to the next level that I needed to be at by having that interaction, by extending myself to someone else, even if that person may not have fully deserved it in my own eyes, because I stepped out of my own way and helped them. Maybe they will see somebody else that does deserve it and steps up. Or maybe they'll find somebody else that doesn't deserve it, but by helping them, that person will realize their error and their own ignorance and help someone else. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is a beautiful place if we choose to make it a beautiful place. Are there some tragedies that happen in it? Yes. Are there some injustices that occur? Yes. However, it's not what happens to you. It's how you deal with what happens to you. It's not whether that person standing next to you is right or wrong. It's that you are willing to accept and understand that there's certain things in the process that have to happen for other things to happen. For you to see that by you doing what is necessary for you, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, you are also helping other people to see what's right for them. And in some cases, just seeing that you did it is enough to help boost them to go ahead and take the plunge, to step up, to be counted, to be part of a team, to be part of a positive entity in the world that is moving forward. So today, right now, doesn't matter what day you're listening to this or what time you're listening to this, understand that there's greatness within you and there's greatness around you. And be the greatness that not only helps yourself, but that helps others. You know, when you see birds flying, you'll see them flying in a V formation. And I'm going to wrap it up after this. Well, guess what? What most of us don't realize is that those birds in the V formation, they take turns being the leader. And that the bird that's in the very front is taking all of the punishment, all of the wind, all of the rain, all of the whatever is being thrown at them. And by them taking that punishment, the birds that are in the V actually are benefiting from it. They're not having to work as hard. I believe there's a 70% less effort from the birds in the back over the birds in the front. However, those birds, even though they're systematically wired to fly south for the winter, they will systematically replace the person that's forward. So whoever's in the front will go to the back, and they work their way up. So it's a rotation. But each time that they do that, they're saving the other birds in there. As they work together, 70% less effort is being extended by them. So those great birds, the great people around you, all of that, you want to surround yourself with greatness and understand that if you surround yourself with great people and surround yourself and work to be great yourself, if you rotate that line, just like those birds, because you're allowing other great people to be around you and be while also being great yourself, you're having to do less of the work. You're benefiting and you're sharing your benefits or your work, you're sharing with other people so that you are lifting them, and then eventually they lift you. So again, ladies and gentlemen, there's a golden Buddha within you. There are abilities, dreams, things within you that are waiting to come out. Don't let them be buried with you in your grave. Don't let the cure to cancer stay unknown. Sickle cell anemia, MS, any other diseases that we have, AIDS, all of those different things. Don't let another family have to be homeless because you won't step up. Don't not give somebody an opportunity because they don't have some letters behind their names or some pieces of paper in their hands. Be the greatness that you would want someone to be for you. And then share that. Stop acting like there's not enough. We live in a land of plenty. The only thing that's limiting for most of us is the limiting thoughts and the limited people that we associate with in our travels, in our own goal to move forward. If you like what we share today, my name is Zurian, and this is The Zurian Show. Please share this show with other people. And remember, there's a golden Buddha in you. Knock off the wrapping. See your own worth. But don't try to diminish anybody else's worth. Don't try to steal anybody else's thunder, and don't try to keep them from shining. Shine with them and grow together. In the upper right-hand corner of the show, if you like the show, please follow it. Please click on the follow, and you'll get updates on when we have other shows and when we have guests on. Again, thank you very much, and as always, we wish you much success. Take care and be well.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.